The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, you have to ask yourselves, what did you do that you have to put up with me 2 weeks in a row? In our first reading tonight, we hear from the book of Exodus, and it's very clear what God is saying. Do this, don't do that. There's some laws set out. You must follow these ones, and you must not do this. So we have in our gospel reading, once again, Jesus being tested. Someone with knowledge of the law, knowledge of all these things that Moses says here, has written in the book of Exodus, coming from God, saying that which of these is the most important? Well, which one of these is it? I mean, if you think about it, the first one, you shall not molest or oppress an alien. Pretty obvious. That's important. That could be pretty important for the first and foremost of the commandments. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. Once again, pretty straightforward. You got to take care of other people. If you ever wrong them and cry out to me, God's going to protect them. So it seems that any of these laws could be rather important. So what does Jesus say? He says that the most important, and of course we know this from the Ten Commandments, is to love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. That's wonderful. He could have left it at that. That is the most important thing we could do. But he goes on to say, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and prophets depend on these two commandments. But that's not what the Pharisee had asked Jesus. He says, which commandment is the greatest? Which leads us to believe that there shall only be one commandment that's the greatest. That's not the case. God says to us, it's not enough to just love me, him. It's not enough just to give our whole lives for Jesus Christ. We have to do something more than that. And that's to give our entire life, not just for me, not just for God, but for everybody else around us. Like I said last weekend, the love of money is the root of all evil. So where does that leave us? It's love. Love. What do we love? If we love Jesus Christ first, put others second, and ourselves last, what do we get? Joy. True joy. True love. Jesus Christ reminds us today and every day that our job here on earth is to love one another, to truly devote ourselves to one another, to bring him to all we meet. And that is our job today. If we have failed at this, don't worry, it's not the first time and it won't be the last. I'm a sinner and I know it too. We have this opportunity, though, to turn around, to take that step forward and love one another. True love. For what's the opposite of love? Many would say hate. I beg to differ. I don't think love or that hate is the opposite of love. What happens when you hate someone? Almost the same thing that happens when you love someone. You think about them constantly. You're wishing things for them, whether good or bad. The opposite of love is indifference. True indifference in the heart. When you have no care at whatsoever for the other person. You don't care if they live or die. You don't care if good things or bad things come of them. That's the opposite of love. That's truly the opposite of love. We need to care about our brothers and sisters, no matter who they are, no matter where they're from. God has placed everybody on this earth. We might not like them. I'm not saying you have to be best friends with everybody. What I am saying is that you stand up for the rights, the inalienable rights of all people, every single human being, from conception to natural death. Yes, everything in between. From the refugees to those being murdered on the streets, to those who are sick with addiction, and to those sick with depression and anxiety, every single person. Jesus Christ says that to us in today's gospel. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.